Welcome back to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. I hope I'm not scaring you too much so that you won't return, but at least enough that you have to sleep with the light on. We are continuing with The Demon, or How to Live with One, Chapter 2. Perhaps some of you can relate. If not now, then eventually. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. They were inseparable, always together, playing, sleeping, even when it was time for a bath. Boo Boo did not hesitate to jump into the water. Cats can learn and be taught by repetition. Feeding times, teaching them not to jump on kitchen counters, etc., can be achieved, I'll bet, with a lot of patience by the person teaching. Routines get established. However, Boo Boo's intelligence was beyond that of an ordinary cat. When she started kindergarten and left, and arrived home at the same time every day, she knew Boo Boo didn't like it when she was gone, but he accepted it. Her mother and father would look after Boo Boo when she was in school, just as loving and caring as her. Even though Boo Boo was not as affectionate towards her mother and father, he allowed them to look after him in her absence. When she went to elementary and junior high, then eventually high school, things changed for the worse for Boo Boo. The little girl that he knew grew up and had friends. Boo Boo himself had also aged. He was no longer the center of attention, the little girl's only friend. Then she said she didn't know that Boo Boo was sick and didn't get a chance to hold him before he passed. Just the day before, she said, with tears in her eyes, he scratched relentlessly at the front door to be let out. She had worried about him and cried because he didn't come back until the very next morning. She was with her friends later that day when he left this world. A week later, while riding her bike, a kitten was in the middle of the path she was on. Slowing down and coming to a stop, she looked at the kitten and proceeded to get off her bike, opening the kickstand. She knelt down and softly asked the kitten where it had come from. The kitten looked up at her and she saw what looked like the same green eyes that Boo Boo had. There was no collar or anything to identify the owners of the kitten, so she picked up the kitten and placed it in her bike basket and went home. After putting up a few handwritten notices that a kitten had been found, no one came forward, so the kitten now lived with her. Her parents were still okay with her keeping the cat, but stated that she had to look after the kitten more than she did the previous one, to which she agreed. Her parents, now that they were a bit older, wanted to have more time for themselves. She was in her last year of school. Instead of being out with her friends most of the time, she had made sure that her time was evenly spent between them and Boo Boo. Her parents thought that naming the cat Boo Boo again was kind of silly, but she told them it was because of the same green eyes both cats had in common. On graduation day, as she was getting ready to go, she explained to Boo Boo that she was finishing school and was going to the school dance for the evening. Her date for the dance came and picked her up, and as she was getting into the car, she looked back at her bedroom window and saw Boo Boo watching her. After the dance, she and her date came into the house knowing that her parents had gone out also for the evening. As they came in the door, the date noticed Boo Boo sitting on the stairs watching them. After a brief introduction, The date put the six-pack on the coffee table and opened up a couple of beers for them. Turning the television on, they sat down on the couch beside each other and laughed, drinking their beers and talked about what they were going to do since high school was done. Eventually, the date put his arm around her and the two of them were sitting very close. Just as the date leaned in for a kiss, Boo Boo jumped up onto the back of the couch, startling them. Realizing it was him, they laughed, and she got up and moved Boo Boo to a different part of the house, much to Boo Boo's displeasure. Snuggling up again, and both this time moving in for a kiss, just before their lips were to touch, there was a howl, and Boo Boo jumped onto the date's head and started biting and scratching him. Grabbing Boo Boo and throwing him off, the date stood up and had blood running down his face where he had been bitten and scratched. She yelled at Boo Boo, asking what he was doing.
Stop it!
Boo Boo took off once he was thrown to the floor. She tried to help her date, but he yelled at her, saying that her cat was nuts and to leave him alone. Storming out of the house, she watched her date drive off. Crying, she went into her bedroom, throwing herself on the bed. Eventually, she got up, changed into pajamas, and went to sleep. Later, Boo Boo jumped onto the bed, laid beside her, and started to purr. The next day, she scolded Boo Boo for doing what he did. Looking at his boo-boo face, however, it didn't take long for her to forgive him. Her parents asked what she was going to do now since graduation from high school was over. She told them that she was going to take a year off and work somewhere, then decide after that. She ended up getting a job at the local grocery store. She worked days, so Boo-boo had her all to himself for the evenings and weekends. The odd time she would get together with friends, but not very often. After the year, she turned 19 and was trying to decide what school to attend. Did she attend the local community college or perhaps university? Her school marks were excellent for university, but she remained undecided. Boo Boo would listen in when she was talking to her parents. He knew what she was planning to do, and it did not please him. He did not want her to go away, preferably at all. He wanted her to stay home and be with him. She enrolled in university and planned to take courses that would give her a business degree. Her parents were extremely pleased with her choices, but Boo Boo was not. Something had to change, and change it did. On the third day of university classes, an announcement was made for her to go to the dean's office. She had received a phone call from her father asking her to come to the hospital because her mother had had an accident. Arriving at the hospital, she saw her mother lying in a hospital bed with drain tubes to relieve pressure in her mother's skull. Her father explained that she had fallen over the second floor banister while carrying a basket full of laundry. The doctor said she had a brain bleed and may not fully recover and would possibly need constant care. When her mother was able to leave the hospital, the bleed had affected the mother's ability to walk, certain motor functions, and her speech. Unfortunately, the daughter now had to leave university behind and look after her mother. I interjected and asked her if her mother was able to recover from her injuries. She said no, since her mother had not been found for a few hours that day until her father had gotten home from work, the motor functions and speech issues were permanent. One day, as she continued, she brought her mother breakfast one morning to have in bed. After knocking, she opened the door and her mother was trying to sit up. Putting the tray on the bedside table, she helped her mother get propped up, and then Boo Boo jumped on the bed. Her mother had the look of fright on her face as they stared at each other. Her mother then grabbed a pillow and tried to throw it at Boo Boo. Boo Boo hissed as mother threw the pillow as best as she could, but missed. The pillow hit the tray on the bedside table and knocked everything onto the floor. She looked at her mother, who was trying to say something but couldn't, tears forming in her mother's eyes. She wasn't sure what had happened. After cleaning up the broken dishes and spilt tea, she went back into the kitchen and made another breakfast. Turning around after spreading butter on the toast, she was a bit startled as Boo Boo was sitting on the counter, staring at her. She turned away, putting the toast on the tray, then turned back again, but he was gone. That was the first time she felt a shiver down her back. As she continued telling me about her mother, I glanced at Boo Boo and could have sworn I saw him smile.